Open Windows, November the 23rd. Experience from Tribulation. In Ephesians 3:17 and 19 we read, "May you be rooted deeply in love and founded securely on love, that you may really come to know, practically through experience for yourself, the love of Christ, which surpasses mere knowledge without experience." The Holy Spirit, with all that the gift of the Spirit means of endowment and endowment and instruction and strengthening, is not a substitute for experience. We are very often found asking that certain things should be done for us by the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit will never do. He has to lead us into experience. It is the only way in which he can answer our prayers. Many prayers are answered through experience. You ask the Lord to do something, and he takes you through experience, and you arrive at the answer in that way. Oh, you had not meant that, of course. You wanted the Lord to do the thing then and there as a gift, as an act. But that would have been mere objective, something given, whereas he wants to make it a part of yourself. And so he answers prayer by some experience. Steadfastness worketh experience. And if there is no experience, what is the good of anybody or anything? So then experience is of greater importance than being delivered from tribulation. Tribulation worketh experience. Oh, how often we have asked the Lord why he allowed this and that, or why he did not do this or that. Why did he not hinder Adam from sinning? Why has he not stopped the world in so many things that have had most terrible results? Experience is very largely the answer. Experience is very important because, after all, it is the very quality of service. When we come to the real life and we are really up against things and the issues are of the greatest consequence, we do not want just information. We want experience. And we go where experience can help us. Is this not so? Thus experience is the very body and quality of service and usefulness to the Lord.